In 2016, an anonymous source leaked 11.5 million financial documents, commonly known as the Panama Papers. These chapters, which had been kept from the public eye by attorney-client privilege, connected over 140 ultra-wealthy individuals, including Vladimir Putin, the King of Saudi Arabia, and China's top leader, Xi Jinping, across 50 countries to offshore companies in 21 tax havens, such as the Cayman Islands, Panama, and the British Virgin Islands, to name a few. The 2015 investigation of the One Malaysia Development Berhad, 1MDB, company revealed that $4.5 million of Malaysian public pension funds had been siphoned off into the personal accounts of the country's former prime minister, Najib Razak, and the Malaysian financier, Tak Cho Lo. This was not a self-contained event that occurred somewhere over there in a small Southeast Asian country. During the investigation into 1MDB, Goldman Sachs, headquartered in New York and one of the largest global financial institutions, admitted to conspiring in a scheme to pay over $1 billion in bribes to officials in Malaysia and Abu Dhabi to obtain lucrative business deals. This fraud not only involved conspirators from the United States, but also had impacts on its politics, as Lo channeled the funds into the accounts of his associates, including the Haitian-American rapper Praz Michel, who funneled the money into two super PACs, Black Men Vote and Trump Victory, to lobby U.S. Presidents Obama and Trump. Such offshore scandals provide a glimpse into the deep intertwining web of licit and illicit markets and reveal the extent to which global finance structures have produced an economic black hole, wherein a very small group of privileged political and economic elites move and manage money through offshore shell corporations. These are paper companies without active business operations that are set up solely for the purpose of holding funds, managing another entity's financial transactions, legally reducing tax liabilities, and obscuring the true owner of an asset onshore. Journalists and scholars alike have attempted to chart these complex networks in the wake of various scandals, but the players are notoriously difficult to track.